Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tax havens, offshore accounts, carried interest. Mitt Romney has used every trick in the book. Romney admits that over the last 2 years, he's paid less than 15% in taxes on $43 million in income. Makes you wonder if some years he paid any taxes at all. We don't know because Romney has released just one full year of his tax returns and won't release anything before 2010.
You know what? I've put out as much as we're going to put out.
What is Mitt Romney hiding?
That's the latest ad from the Obama campaign pointing out Mitt Romney's refusal to release his tax records. The presidential race number one on this week's Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome to our weekly review, the Talk Radio Countdown show here. Looking at this past week, which ends on Friday the 20th, rundown of the top 10 hits in talk radio. Iran is at number 10. Penn State scandal is at number 9. The bus bombing in Bulgaria is at number 8. Obamacare is at number 7. Syria is at number 6. Summer Olympics are number 5. The heat wave and drought are number 4. Ben Bernanke and the economy are number 3. Martin and Zimmerman are number 2. And the presidential race is number 1 this week on the countdown. Here's host Mitch Albom talking to analyst Dr. Michael Franz. They talk about all the negative campaigning from both sides in the race.
Your head can spin around from all the negative campaigning that's going on in the presidential election. And, of course, they haven't even formally had the conventions yet to announce that these are their candidates. Mitt Romney's latest ad.
Where did all the Obama stimulus money go? Friends, donors, campaign supporters, special interest groups.
Barack Obama's ad yesterday.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Tax havens, offshore accounts, carried interest. Mitt Romney has used every trick in the book. Romney admits that over the last 2 years...
Romney demanding an apology.
He's got ads out there. It says at the end of the ad that I'm Barack Obama and I approve these messages. He sure as heck ought to say he's sorry for the kinds of attacks that are coming from his team.
It's, Barack Obama
it's,
on that?
Disappointing
no,
in his
we
won't
part. Be apologizing. Mr. Romney claims that he's Mr. Fix-It for the economy. Because
there's even an ad by Mitt Romney attacking the attack ad.
When the president was elected, he talked about hope and change. Whatever happened to hope and change? Now it seems he's just coming right out of the box with these old-fashioned negative ads.
That part, I think it doesn't matter whose side you're on in this thing. That part, I think, has some people concerned. This is the president of the United States. You are somewhat bound, one would think, by decorum of the office, and yet these are very aggressive negative ads. Is it fair anymore in this world to expect the president to be held to a higher level of campaigning than a wannabe president?
Well, I think it's fair to expect them to rise to the prominence of the office, as you suggest, but my guess is that presidential advisors or campaign advisors tell the president that if you stay positive, the other guy is going to go negative, and you have to go one for one on this because otherwise you're going to get outgunned.
Well, when Barack Obama was running for president, and he didn't have the incumbency, was his style any different? I'm trying to remember back 4 years. I don't really recall it.
Well, his pop line rhetoric about hope and change was unique, or at least was appealing to people. But what's actually kind of interesting about the ad campaign of 2008 was he was incredibly negative in his advertising in 2008. He pulled no punches in running against John McCain whenever he attacked him in TV ads.
Well, does Mitt Romney or his camp have a legitimate point when they say, look, if you're the president and you're running for re-election, why don't you run on the things that you've accomplished as opposed to worrying about Bain Capital and other things in the past of your current competitor?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing to say that is that, you know, elections are about looking back and looking forward. So the president is I suppose, within his right to say, you know, regardless of what's happened these last 4 years, and you can evaluate me on that basis, we also have to say, well, here's the alternative, and I want to point out the potential weaknesses in the alternative.
Well, yeah, but see, I would agree with those. They're about looking back and looking forward, but they seem to be about looking back in the other guy's past and not in your own.
Up next, Ron Paul checks in on his plans for the GOP convention. That's next here on the Talk Radio Review.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
We have to make way for new inventory. So for a limited time, we're offering unheard-of deals at Lumber Liquidators Laminate Flooring Clearance Sale. Get top-name laminates starting at 39 cents a square foot. Thick 12-millimeter laminates for up to 54% less. Pre-finished hardwood from only $169 a square foot. Plus, save big on flooring tools and get special extended financing. Get your big flooring deal at the Laminate Flooring Clearance Sale this weekend. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Major General Frederick Blesse, 334th Squadron, 4th Fighter Wing, U.S. Air Force.
When I went on my 86th mission, I had 3 kills and 5 sightings. And that's all we were doing. We were just going up, flying into Mid-Alley, looking for MiGs and coming back. That wasn't working out too good. And I finally got my 4th one about my 90th mission. And I was going to have to go home at 100, and I said, if I have to stay here for 200 missions, I'm going to stay until I get that 5th MiG or until I get shot down myself. But I got one more MiG, and I got to get it. So I went over to personnel and volunteered for 25 more missions. And I got my 5th one about 104th, 105th mission. I got my 5th MiG.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, counting up to number 10 from number 1, presidential race number 1, and host Matt Patrick here talks to Ron Paul about Paul's plans to speak at the GOP convention.
I want to play something for you and get your thoughts on it. This is Fox News. Back in May.
Romney's sole GOP rival is now Ron Paul, who has qualified to have his name put up for nomination at the GOP convention in Tampa in August.
Now, then we heard that you didn't qualify, you didn't get the 5-state plurality because of Nebraska. Are you as confused as I am? Which is it? Do you or do you not have the plurality?
No, I'm not confused. I think I understand it, but there sure has been a lot of different stories out there. Even today, some people say, well, I actually qualified in 11 states.
Yeah, I heard the same thing, that as many as 11 maybe in your pocket.
And then there is 7, and then they said everything hinged on Nebraska, and yet Nebraska was sort of the last thing there to see if we could get to 5 states. But I think what happens is we get the majority. I think you take, like, Nevada. We did have the majority, but then they wouldn't seat us.
Right.
They just ruled it out of order, and that sometimes they closed down conventions. So there was some of that going on. And I, in my own heart, believe that, we had more than 5, technically speaking, but then it's this interpretation of the rules, and it just seems, of course, our side always says that, well, the rules, that if they break the rules, it's okay. But if we use the rules and we win fair and squarely, oh, then we're invading and we're taking over the party and all these new Paul people in the Republican Party.
Let me ask you this. Should we have you up on stage during prime time speaking? Many of my listeners, and that is a question I have up on our Facebook page, say yes, especially many that are listening in your district. What do you think? Are you anxious to speak? Would you speak?
I would speak, definitely, and that would be, you know, an achievement. I understand their argument because I don't fully endorse, you know, the candidate, and I have a lot of complaints, and I want a debate to go on, and therefore they argue differently. But from a practical viewpoint, I hear the argument, and I've been interviewed, and they said, well, you should for their benefit, because we have a lot of people. Not only do we have, you know, a million and a half Republicans who have been identified, but there are millions of others who have been the independents and, you know, moderate Democrats who are sick and tired of Obama, and the young people, especially, they've never voted, and they're now, you know, coming in, and we can energize them. So there are some in the Republican Party leadership that say, well, you know, this makes a whole lot of sense. We want these people. You know, what's he going to do? He's not going to take the nomination away from Romney. We should show that we're open. Why don't we practice what we preach? We have a big tent. But other people say, nope, we don't want to rock the boat. Everything has to be rubber stamped. But what bothers me is this rubber stamp gathering, you know, for PR purposes, is paid for by the taxpayers. We pay $18 million for the Republicans and the Democrats each to have their convention. So you would think they would be more open to a little bit more discussion.
Host Howie Carr with callers about who they would like to see as Mitt Romney's running mate.
There was a story on Fox a few minutes ago, by the way. Palin is still waiting for her invitation to the convention. There's even a question about how can they not invite her to the convention? Come on, let bygones be bygones. I guess I don't know why they don't want to invite her. I mean, she's kind of faded away on the national political scene, but she ought to be you know, brought in. Go ahead, Pat. Who would you like to see as Mitt Romney's running mate?
Howie, the logical choice has got to be Marco Rubio. I mean, he just, for all kinds of different reasons. I mean, if you listen to the guy, he's inspiring. He's going to be president someday. There's no doubt in my mind about that. He's a true leader. And he'll definitely help with the Latino vote. There's no doubt about
that. Doesn't he have some money problems, Pat?
So what? I mean, really, so what? He can use that to his advantage. But, you know, the other thing, too, is Florida's going to be a battleground state, too. A big one, with a lot of electoral votes.
Right.
So,
well, that's I read earlier today that, Obama's got all this money because he didn't have any primaries, and he's been outspending Romney in Florida like $17 million to $2
million. Yeah, he can do it right now, but once we get past the convention, Romney can really hammer him, and I think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. I hope so. I don't really care who it is, as long as it's he or she brings something to the table and enables Romney to prevail in November. I just think some of these guys. Well, I mean, I told you, Pawlenty is one of the most boring people I've ever interviewed, and it takes a lot to bore me in an interview, but he did it. And Portman, I've never interviewed Portman, but he seems like he's in the same class as Pawlenty in terms of putting out the fire in a fireside chat. Paul, you're next.
You know, I think the focus on Florida is a good one, but I think West is a better choice as a vice presidential candidate. I think he's got a better background in his military career.
He really is. I hate it when people call people loose cannons, but he is a loose cannon, Paul.
Well, when you say he's a loose cannon, you mean that he doesn't act PC every time?
Yes, that's exactly what I mean. Yes.
Well, but see, isn't that what we need, Howie? Aren't we sick of Mitt Romney for being
so
darn PC?
You and I like it, Paul. But you know, we're talk radio. We're the red meat crowd, right?
Well, that may be true, but I'll tell you, the guys in the middle, the people who are up in the air. Let's face it, nobody that they pick is going to win over the Hillary Clinton fans to Romney. The question is who's going to get the ones in the middle, the ones who are looking for something to believe in?
Yeah.
And the problem is we got nothing to believe in right now if you look at the pablum and the white bread, just mediocrity.
I know.
Up next, Zimmerman and Ben Bernanke. I can say up next, Zimmerman and Bernanke sound like a comedy team. Next up on the Talk Radio Countdown.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever, See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a 1 month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant style meals with a 30 year shelf life. Packaged in heavy duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, 5 bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled DeseretFoodStore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
This is the continuation of this week's Talk Radio Review. Up to number 2 on the countdown as we head toward number 10, the Trayvon Martin George Zimmerman case. Talk host Leland Conway with reasons he believes Zimmerman did the interview he did with Sean Hannity.
How is this happening? I understand it. I don't like it. Let me explain. I understand why George Zimmerman did what he did in going on national television. I don't like it. But if you were in his position, it might be the only thing you can do, because there's no way he's getting a fair trial anywhere in America. There's no way anywhere in America there's a jury that doesn't know about the case. So he has to go on national television and he has to tell a story. So here's a couple questions for you while we're discussing this. Did it make a difference to you? Did it impact your thoughts on the case? And how do you think maybe the parents feel about this? I'm going to play a couple of the key sound bites from the interview, some of the more, I guess, interesting things. Let me start with Zimmerman 2, Cameron, if you'll play the sound bite. He says, I'm sorry.
I am sorry that they buried their child. I can't imagine what it must feel like. And I pray for them daily.
And then he goes on to say that he was the one who was threatened.
At that point, I realized that it wasn't my gun, it wasn't his gun, it was the gun.
Did he say anything? Because you said he was talking a lot about the gun. Did he say he noticed the gun?
He said, you're going to die tonight.
So, and then he says that he's sorry to the nation.
I'm sorry that this happened. I hate to think that because of this incident, because of my actions, it's polarized and divided America, and I'm truly sorry.
So what's behind this? Is he trying to raise money for his legal defense? Is that what the plan is, to try to go out there and get maybe the side of America that doesn't think this was a racially motivated crime, that maybe he was in the right in doing what he did, maybe it was self-defense? Is it to try to appeal to that side? What is the end game here for George Zimmerman?
Ben Bernanke in The Economy, number 3 on the countdown. Here's how Steve Scott talking to CBS Money Watch's Jill Schlesinger about what Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke had to say to Congress this week.
Jill, tell us about the nuts and bolts of what Mr. Bernanke said.
He told us what we already know, and that is the economy slowed down over the first 6 months of the year, and unemployment remains too high. And frankly, he added 2 other concerns to the list also that we know about, the first being Europe and what could happen in the debt bubble and bust there, as well as, interestingly enough, the fiscal cliff. And that will take place December 31st when we see taxes will rise and some across-the-board cuts take place. And it was actually a pretty dismal outlook that he gave in this testimony.
Interesting that the dismal outlook, but yet stocks were higher today. Perhaps people are thinking, well, it's so bad that we'll have a QE3?
Ah, yes, indeed. It was funny because I wrote about this morning on Money Watch, and I did so at about 11 o'clock in the morning in the middle of his testimony, and I may have been one of the few people who said, Bernanke hints at more stimulus. He didn't say it, but it became quite clear. The Fed chairman is saying, if the economy continues to sputter along, remember, analysts only think we're growing by about 1 to 1.5% right now, so that's very low growth. And job creation remains at this low level, 75,000 jobs a month for 3 months. What on earth is the Fed going to do? Stand by and do nothing? No, I think it's exactly what you said. Quantitative easing three, a third round of asset purchases. And frankly, I don't see that the Fed is going to have a lot of choices other than doing that.
They're waiting for Congress to do something, and that hasn't worked out very well.
Well, exactly. In many normal circumstances, if we didn't have a $15 trillion debt, if we weren't in a political year, a presidential election coming up, we might see Bernanke talk more about, hey, I'd like you guys on the Hill to do something. That's just not going to happen, especially before the election. The one thing he did say was, you guys better act before this fiscal cliff occurs, because what he did say is, without any action, that fiscal cliff would tip the U.S. economy into recession. It would probably reduce the number of jobs created next year by 1.25 million. So pretty big stakes here if the Congress doesn't do anything.
So it's hot stuff, and you're welcome to join in here. Make your calls quick and to the point at 800-510-8255. The rest of the countdown coming up here in a matter of moments.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
We have to make way for new inventory. So for a limited time, we're offering unheard-of deals at Lumber Liquidators Laminate Flooring Clearance Sale. Get top-name laminates starting at 39 cents a square foot. Thick 12-millimeter laminates for up to 54% less. Prefinished hardwood from only $169 a square foot. Plus, save big on flooring tools and get special extended financing. Get your big flooring deal at the Laminate Flooring Clearance Sale this weekend. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The top 10 on our way to number 10 anyway is we count up from number 1 to number 10. We're at number 4 now here as we get back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show's presentation of the hot hits for the week of Friday, the 20th of July, week ending on Friday. And so here we are at number 4, the heat wave, the drought in Illinois. Host Bob Murray talks to meteorologist Chris Miller from the National Weather Service about how big and bad the drought may be.
Big banner headline, U.S. drought largest since the 1950s. And this is something that I think you were tipping us off about a while back, weren't you, Chris?
Yeah, we could see this thing coming pretty easily. This has been a year in the making already. There are some that are saying that this developed very quickly, but this actually started... This started about a year ago when the rain just really shut off in July of 2011, and we got extremely hot and dry from basically first part of July into September. And we've only had 1 month of above normal precipitation in the last 12 months. So this is something we could see coming, and we could see it spreading across the country. And that's what makes this one so bad compared to previous droughts. We're making a lot of comparisons to the drought of 88, and 88 was a bad drought, but it didn't cover such a large part of the United States as this one does.
I have to ask you this. Is there anything showing on the charts right now for temperatures to cool off a bit in the next, well, let's say, 30 days to 45 days? And what about precip? Is there anything that's giving you an indication that we could get at least some precipitation?
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah, I wish I had better news, but the answer is absolutely not. We just don't see anything out there. In fact, we're looking at the very warm temperatures continuing potentially for the next 90 days. We just don't see this weather pattern breaking, because once these droughts develop as big as what this one has, it just keeps the warm temperatures in. In fact, the most commonly asked question, what's it going to take to break this drought? If we get remnants of a hurricane or tropical storm come up into this area late August or September, that will help. That won't completely break us out. So when we get droughts of this magnitude and also the aerial coverage of a large part of the U.S., this could take the better part of a year or two to break out of this.
All right, so that's not such good news, but it's something that will certainly beg more conversation. 800-510-8255 to relate to us on the phone line at the Countdown Studio. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com. From number 4, the heat wave, to number 5, the Summer Olympics. We move to Taco's John Williams here with a focus on the way politicians responded to this silly controversy. I say silly. The fact that it's going on is what's silly. It isn't silly that the athletes' uniforms being made in China. It just seems to have gone on and on and on and on. The politicians using all of this as a punching bag.
It is some of the critics who come off now looking even sillier, starting with Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, the Democrat from Nevada, who went so far as to say that the uniforms should be burned. Does Reid recall when members of Congress took sledgehammers to Toshiba products on the steps of the Capitol in 1987 in a fit of Japan bashing that was replayed endlessly overseas? I don't remember that. Torching the Olympic uniforms on the eve of the London Summer Games would create about as much international goodwill and have even less impact on outsourcing jobs. For decades, Americans, congressional leaders included, have been voting with their pocketbooks in favor of cheap imported clothing over more expensive domestic wares. I get it, I get it, I get it. I know that we all like our clothes made as well as we can, as cheaply as we can. That makes sense. But here's why I want our clothes made by us. Because it makes us look puny. It makes us look incompetent or incomplete. If the United States has to go to China and say, hey, would you please make our clothes? We can't even make our clothes because, you know, that's the way it is now. It makes us look like we're a bunch of boobs. It makes us look small. So even if it costs a little bit more, and you guys remember the prices on this Ralph Lauren line of clothes? How much does the blazer, if you wanted to go online and buy the replica of the blazer, and you could, do you know how much the men's blazer costs? $6.95. For the blazer. China's laughing all the way to the bank, or Ralph Lauren is.
All right. Why is Ralph Lauren always the guy that designs these? 800-510-8255. So, that's five. It isn't even really, the discussion isn't about the Olympics, which start next week. It's about the stuff people are wearing. How about some juicy, the commentary I've been listening to of some of the sports radio stations that are talking about this, and other than the things that the kids are eating and drinking over there, which doesn't seem to be anything new, there's no juice yet coming from there. Let's hope for some juice. 800-510-8255. And number 6 on the countdown, the focus on Syria and why in the world this sort of thing is still going on there. It's amazing to most of us. You look at this thing and think, okay, it's been going on for months and months and months. Why hasn't there been some action? From our Countdown affiliate, WDEL in Wilmington, host Alan Laudell talks to terrorism expert Sebastian Gork about what may happen to Syria's chemical weapon arsenal as the situation there goes from bad to worse.
What are the ramifications of a long, bloody transition in Syria? What about control of Syria's chemical weapon arsenal? One hears various reports that maybe the Israelis would try to take it out, or maybe the Russians would try to take custody of it to avoid it going to terrorism. Sebastian, your sense about Syria?
Well, you've really got a couple of the scenarios already laid out, and which one it will be shaped by two questions. Who has the intelligence and who has the capability to deal with the threat? If Israel wishes to neutralize that threat, they can only do so if they have the capacity physically to get into Syria. But not only that, they need to know where these weapons are, and that's the larger question. Of course, Russia, which to this very day has been backing Assad and his regime, probably knows where these weapons are, probably assisted in their development from the very beginning, and as a result could swoop in and take control of them much more easily than a non-allied nation to Syria.
So, or do you think Assad would use them against his opponents before either other scenario played out?
Looking at how he's behaved so far, he is a truly vicious dictator, but he's not in the category of Saddam Hussein in terms of cost-benefit analysis. Saddam Hussein was classically bad at making grand strategic decisions, whether it was judging America's willingness to protect Kuwait or similar events. And I think Assad knows that there would be a very great price to be paid if he tried to use these weapons himself. So I think that's the least likely of the three scenarios.
The week ending Friday, July 20th, in the focus on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. That from our affiliate in Wilmington, Delaware, WDEL, focusing on the number six issue this week on the minds of people wanting to talk about what's going on in our country and around the world. The Talk Radio Review now to number seven, and that's the continuing conversation about the Affordable Health Care Act, I guess Obamacare. Here's what some talk radio callers have had to say this week on the move to repeal the president's health care plan. Remember that last week we were talking about the fact it costs $14 million every time the House takes this on. They've done it 33 times. So I think the cost so far has been over $400 million. What do you think of that?
The Republicans know, my party people know very well that the Senate is not a majority Republican situation. So I think that it's a waste of time. I really believe that the Republicans can do more by going on to talk about which jobs can be created and how the economy can be improved. That's, to me, the best thing that needs to be done instead of wasting their precious time talking about how to repeal the Affordable Care Act.
The way I look at it is when they started the bill out, like any major bill that goes through, you bring in so many Republicans and Democrats. On anything this big, if one side runs ramshot, you end up with what we got. And there's where the problem is. They decided they was going to do it, and heck with everybody. And I think the people lost out. You know, I think if the Democrats would have at least pulled in 5 to 8 Republicans, it would have made a difference. Because they wouldn't have got the bill they got, and it would have worked with them.
The Republicans in the House and Mitch McConnell in the Senate, they need to dry their eyes, blow their nose, to get on with some of these jobs bills. Now, they keep calling this Obama bill. It's a law. It's signed into law. It's the law of the land.
Once it gets up to the Senate, we know it's going to get killed. And even if it didn't, what are the odds that the president is going to repeal his own law? They talk about that it's a symbolic vote, but who is it symbolic to? We know that the Republicans want to repeal it. We know the Democrats want to keep it. They want to do something symbolic. They need to pass some legislation. That would be very symbolic, I think, to this nation. It would show us that, you know, it's not all lost. They need to learn something that I've been able to teach my 3-year-old, which is to learn compromise, that he can't have everything his way.
All right, so that's number seven this week on the countdown. We'll move to number eight, the Bulgarian bus bombing. That's next here on this week's review of the Hot Hits in Talk Radio.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we've got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, my name is Taryn, and 5 years ago I lost my husband, Corporal Michael Davis, in Iraq. Michael had a passion for life and always put others first. It gives me strength to know that there is a place where he will never be forgotten. The National Gold Star Family Registry is the first virtual memorial that not only lists the names of the fallen, but also allows family members and friends to share photos, videos, and personal memories of heroes like my Michael. Whether they gave their life in Iraq, Afghanistan, Vietnam, Korea, World War II, or another conflict, it will ensure that future generations of Americans will know who these brave men and women were. With a small donation of $10, you can help us preserve the memories of these heroes. Text REGISTRY to 85944 now. Learn more about true American heroes by visiting the registry online at goldstarfamilyregistry.com.
A public service message from Military Families United. Find out more at goldstarregistry.com.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families, and friends to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
We're fashion retailers,
wine wholesalers,
a surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners
to fuel innovation and a new economy.
And to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at IBM.com/engines.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're going through the 10 biggest stories of the week. The Bulgarian bus bombing. Here's host Simon Conway talking to Middle East expert Pamela Gelter about the investigation into the bombing, which is number 8 this week on the countdown.
What's going on, as far as you're aware, in Bulgaria right now?
Well, the question, of course, is firstly how that bomb did get on the bus. Was it with the luggage? Was it a homicide bomber? That's still unclear. Why the Bulgarians were sort of reticent or were unresponsive to Israeli concerns about Iranian terror, we know, having documented it at atlasshrugs.com, that many attacks against Israeli interests was thwarted. There was Thailand last month, Cyprus last week, Georgia and India, and even here in the United States, an Iranian plan was thwarted that would have targeted not only the Israeli ambassador, but the Saudi ambassador and embassies as well. So the bottom line is Iran, the Islamic Republic of Iran, is at war with the world. Whether we want to acknowledge it or not, you know, you can avoid reality. You cannot avoid the consequences of avoiding reality. It is particularly humanless, soulless, and barbaric to target women and children. This is the earmark of an Islamic attack. Yes, this is the earmark of the Islamic war on the infidels. We see it, and even on moderate Muslims. I mean, look at the girls' schools that the devout Muslim group, the Taliban, target in Afghanistan. They poison girls' schools.
Okay. Yep.
Girls' schools on their way to school have their heads lopped off. We have to be able to discuss this in a forthright and honest fashion. There's no way. To me, covering up for this savagery, covering up for this barbarity is indeed a form of savagery in itself. It may be more urbane, it may be more polite, but it's still barbaric, and it's outrageous, and we must discuss it. I am just bowled over that you'll notice when Israel defensively, you know, takes either attacks or, you know, targets a specific position, it is always a military target. Even when, in the case of, let's say, Castled, when they would there was a rocket launcher in someone's living room.
Yep.
There was a lot of that because, let's be honest, what is Gaza but a military base? They would drop leaflets. They would call the house. They say, listen, there's a living room, there's a rocket launcher in your living room, and we're going to take it out on Thursday at 2 o'clock.
Yep.
I mean, the most, yes, they engage in the most moral. I mean, I think it's wrong-headed, in my opinion. That's me.
Mm-hmm.
But the most moral warfare. So this is particularly egregious, vile, and disgusting.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here, continuing to get to number 10. We're actually at number 9, the situation at Penn State. A member and former chairman, in fact, of the Penn State Board of Trustees resigned this week, becoming the first board member to do so in the wake of the Sandusky child sexual abuse scandal. His name is Steve Garbin. Said in a letter his presence on the board had become a distraction and an impediment to his efforts to move forward. He was harshly criticized over his handling of the crisis that engulfed Penn State after the arrest of Sandusky last November. Here's talk host Ross Kaminsky with a focus on other officials at Penn State who were involved in the act of covering up the crimes of Sandusky.
Former FBI head Louis Freeh, F-R-E-E-H, was commissioned by Penn State University to investigate what happened. Freeh released his report. It's a very long report. You can find it on the web. I think the link is the Freeh Report on PSU, and Freeh has an H. The Freeh Report on PSU. You can see the whole thing. You can see the press conference. This report is the most damning indictment of a management team that I've ever seen, at least outside of something where, like a financial scandal where people were colluding to steal money. But of course, here we're not just talking about money. I mean, Bernie Madoff and these people and Peregrine Financial, they're bad enough. And especially when an older person loses money and they're not working anymore, it's a very bad thing. But this is a whole different level. You're talking about someone, a man raping young boys. Okay? So when I tell you that this Freeh report is a damning indictment, I actually mean the word damning in the literal sense. But again, the point to me is these are people, I mean, Joe Paterno had a motto, victory with honor. And I'm sure he meant it. But something happened where the risk compared to the reward of the issue got so great, got so large, that it caused Joe Paterno, who I believe probably was a good man most of his life and wanted to be a good man, caused him to abandon probably everything he held dear. If I asked you, what would you do to make a buck versus what would you do to make $5 million? Are your answers different?
Problem at Penn State and so many other colleges, in my opinion, is that they're too closely tied to this football program. It's way too important. And an academic institution, shouldn't academics be most important? Number 10 this week is Iran. Here's host Garland Robinette talking to Middle East expert Dr. Graham Bannerman.
What happens now, Doctor?
Well, that's a good question, because let me just say something about the Bulgarian incident. It's just not clear at this point who the people were who conducted this. I mean, the prime minister of Israel immediately blamed the Iranians, but the defense minister said in a little more thoughtful statement that it could be Hamas, it could be Hezbollah. There's the number of people it could be is quite large, and the United States has offered help to find out exactly who it is before we all take actions. If the Israelis are doing all they are against Iran, bombing this, killing the scientists, internet viruses and worms and things like that, it'd be not unthoughtful that the Iranians would try to retaliate somehow. And I think earlier this year, when you had the attacks on the Egyptian diplomats and their families in three countries around the world, that was part of the Iranian attempt to sort of counter what the Israelis are doing. We're in a very nasty period of warfare in the spy world between the Israelis and the Iranians, and it's going to go on for some period of time, and it will not be good. The other thing is we don't think about is that the Iranians, if we can do all this damage to their capabilities through viruses and worms and things, why would they not be trying to do that to us? And are we not more vulnerable, our own utilities and our industries, to that? We always have to think about that, too.
Here's the big question to me. The experts I've had on in the show over the years, when I say, just feels like Iran, Israel will eventually go to war and drag us into it. And virtually all of them said, well, Garland, you know, we've got the bunker-busting bombs, but we're not really sure they can penetrate far enough or do enough damage. And even if they do, they'll just rebuild in 2 to 3 years, and we have to do it all over again. So I kind of got the frame of mind of this will just continue on and on, probably a lot more viruses and malware than anything else. But when I talked to Dan Rabib, he said Mossad says, you know, we're not going to allow them to get nuclear weapons that will protect them to such a point that they can forever back up and reinforce our enemies.
There it is, the review of the hot hits in talk radio from the perspective of those who are on this side of the microphone. I'm Doug Steffen. Thanks for understanding what's going on, or being interested in understanding what's going on in the world of news talk, issue-oriented talk radio. It's now 59 past the hour on this week's review of the hot hits in talk radio on the countdown.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.